From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters. Idahoans think the state is off on the wrong track, and they're worried about housing, property taxes, and the economy. They also trust librarians to choose library books. They don't want ranked choice voting, and they'd like to make changes to Idaho's abortion ban. These are all conclusions that came out of the 9th annual Idaho Public Policy Survey from Boise State University's School of Public Service and Idaho Policy Institute, after polling more than 1,000 Idahoans about their top concerns going into 2024. So joining us now to break down the survey are Dr. Matthew May, the Survey Research Director at School of Public Service, and Lance McGinnis Brown, Research Associate with the Idaho Policy Institute. I want to thank you both for being here, and I want to jump right into the questions. So Dr. May, let me start with you. Is this the first time Idahoans have really felt the state is on the wrong track?
Yes, this is. So we've been asking this question under our current survey for the last 9 years. And while it's gotten very close in the last few years, it's really started tightening up about 5 years ago. This is the first time that the negative response has overtaken the right direction response. And this is true even going back to our predecessor survey, which had asked a similar question from 1998 through 2011. And always the right direction response has been on the top until this year.
So what reasons did folks give in the survey for the state being on the wrong track?
Well, this is fortuitously, this year is the first year we actually followed up that question by asking them, why are you saying this? And we let that be an open-ended question so that people could say whatever was on the top of their mind, and then we were able to sort them into buckets. And while there wasn't a lot of agreement in terms of why the state was headed in the wrong direction, the top response was only about 15% of those who said we were off on the wrong track. The Republican supermajority was kind of the most cited reason given, followed by the cost of living in the economy and Californians and people from out of state moving here, potentially with different values, were kind of viewed as the top three reasons. But generally, there just wasn't a lot of agreement, which combined with some of the other responses we got on the survey, just kind of suggests that Idahoans are just have a general sense of concern related to the direction of the state and the overall state of the economy.
Okay. So, Lance, what about the other side then for the folks who said that they think we're on the right track? Did they give reasons as to why they're holding that belief?
Yeah, they did. And we saw a little bit more agreement on those responses than we did on the wrong track responses. The top response, with about a quarter of respondents saying this, is that overall Idaho is just a good state. They love Idaho, generally favorable. Some of the other responses actually mirror the responses about why Idaho is on the wrong track. The second most common response for why Idaho is going in the right direction was that it's conservative, it's a red state, not liberal. The third response was leadership and politics, followed by managing growth and infrastructure and economy and jobs.
Okay, so if I'm understanding this right, it seems to me that people who believe we're on the wrong track and people believe we're on the right track kind of hold the same opinions, but some people just think that that's a good thing and some people think that's a bad thing. Is that an accurate assessment?
Yeah, I would say that partisanship does drive these perceptions somewhat. Although again, right direction did have a little bit more agreement than wrong track.
So Dr. May, let's talk about the economy since both, no matter where people were on the survey, this came up. So what did this survey show exactly? And is there a difference when we look at people's political parties and how they view the economy?
So we have asked for the last couple of years, over the next 2 years, do you expect economic conditions in Idaho to get better, worse, or stay about the same? Last year, worse was the top response. This year, about the same is the top response, although they're still very clustered together, which is a marked change from about 4 years ago when people kind of expected things to get better or stay about the same. When we move into kind of what the parties think, what we tend to see is that while Republicans overall are generally positive about the overall direction of the state, they're a little bit more pessimistic in terms of economic outlook in that, they tended to think things would get worse rather than better by about 21 points. By about 15 points. Independents thought things would get worse by about 21 points. Democrats only thought things would get worse by about 4 points. So you tend to see different magnitudes depending upon one's partisan outlook. But certainly Republicans were much more pessimistic on the economic side than they were on the overall direction of the state.
And Dr. May, did you find in the survey that there was, is there one reason as to why folks are concerned about the economy?
So we followed up this question. It wasn't open-ended like we did on the direction of the state, but we did give a range of issues and say, well, what part of the economy are you specifically concerned about? And overwhelmingly, 74% of respondents said, you know, it's the cost of living and inflation. A distant second at about 16% was interest rates and housing. So people are concerned about the economic outlook of the state. And the number one thing that they're concerned about is the cost of living and inflation and everything that that brings with it.
We're speaking with Dr. Matthew May with Boise State School of Public Service and Lance McGinnis Brown with the Idaho Policy Institute about the 9th Annual Public Policy Survey. So you also asked people what they believe lawmakers should be concentrating on during this year's legislative session. So Lance, what was at the top of the list?
Yeah, we've asked many years in a row on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being not at all important and 10 being extremely important. How important would you say it is for the Idaho State Legislature to address a series of issues? And this year, as usual, education was the top response, followed by jobs and the economy and housing. Those were the ones that were most likely to get an important score, 7 to 10. All of these rankings are relatively unchanged from previous years. But what we have seen is that in the last few years, housing has increased rather sharply relative to other priorities.
And how are they saying that? Did they give any indication as to how lawmakers should be concentrating on that particular issue?
One additional question we asked is what kind of focus should be, what the budget priority focus should be. And what folks said is that while education was still important, workforce and affordable housing increased by about 14 points relative to last year. And was the most common response this year in terms of budget priority for the legislature.
We did slightly change the way we asked that question. So that year-to-year comparison does just kind of need to be caveated a little bit in that there could be some other factors at play in that magnitude change.
Okay. So, but overall, Dr. May, was that the number one response when it came to what they want legislators to look at when it comes to how taxpayer money is spent? Is on workforce development?
Yeah, workforce and affordable housing was the top budget priority, and funding K-12 education and tax relief were kind of a close second and third. But for whatever reason, we've seen this increase in concern related to housing across this and other questions that we've asked, and it was the top budget priority that Idahoans specified this year.
Okay, so let's talk about property taxes then, because this is an issue the legislature has been struggling with for several years now. Dr. May, do Idahoans think property taxes are a problem?
They do. So when we ask if tax relief was considered this year, which type of tax relief? Property tax has been the top response for the last couple of years, overtaking income tax, and that's been consistent this year. And we've seemed to have kind of reached a plateau of sorts on how much importance people place on property tax relief. But when we follow up and ask them, you know, is it too high? Is property tax too low? Is it about right? They're overwhelmingly saying, you know, almost 59% saying it's too high. And that's been relatively consistent. And that gap between too high and about right has been getting larger over the last several years in producing kind of a fanning effect over time.
So I want to talk now about issues in regards to things like abortion bans, libraries, all of that. So let's begin with Idaho's near total ban on abortion. What was the question that you asked? And then how did people respond?
So what we asked was that after Roe v. Wade was overturned by the Supreme Court, abortion access is now determined on a state-by-state basis. Currently in Idaho, abortion is banned after 6 weeks of pregnancy, and the only exceptions are for documented cases of rape, incest, and the life of the mother. Knowing this, which policy would you prefer? We want to acknowledge that that six-week component is part of one section of Idaho code, but it does not fully capture the total ban where that six-week period is not applicable. And so because of that, the question that was presented to respondents was it didn't fully capture the totality of Idaho code. So that said, about a third of Idahoans said that they would favor keeping the law as it was described to them with a 6 weeks and few exceptions. but 58% said that they favored it changing that existing law. They just disagreed on exactly how far that should be. About a quarter said that it should be expanded to include the health of the mother and non-viable pregnancies. About 14% say it should be expanded up to the third trimester, and about 19% said that there should be no restrictions on access to abortion of any kind.
Is Dr. May, had you asked a question like this previously? And the reason why I asked that is that Roe v. Wade wasn't overturned until almost 2 years ago. So June of 22, I believe.
Yeah, I believe that was when it happened. And no, we haven't asked a question of this nature before. This would be the first year over the 9 years of the School of Public Services survey that we have asked a question related to this.
Okay. So you also asked about another hot topic, and that's what books should be in Idaho libraries and who should choose them. And I know that you, in the question, you concentrated on librarians. So Lance, what did you find out in that question?
Yeah. The specific question is, how much trust do you have in public libraries and librarians to choose the books that are made available at Idaho Public Libraries? And a little more than two-thirds of respondents said that they did express a lot of trust or some trust in libraries and librarians to choose those books. And this was fairly consistent across party, too. You find a lot more trust among Democrats. About 85% of Democrats say that they had some or a lot of trust. But even among Republicans, 62% said that they had some level of trust in libraries and librarians to choose their books.
Okay. I want to go back to growth, including housing. This is also just a big, huge topic and something that is, as your survey pointed out, Idahoans are concerned with. You did ask folks if they had to move out of their homes because of the cost of housing. What were the results of that question?
Yeah. We asked not only have you had to move out of your homes, but has your housing placed a financial strain on you or your family? And more than half of people of Idahoans respondents said that housing has placed some level of financial strain on their family. And then the having to move out of your primary place of residence, the more extreme version of that question, about 9% of respondents said that they had to move out due to increased housing costs. And this number rises to 21% among renters.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. So I know you also asked if those folks did have to move out, would they be able to find somewhere else to live for the same amount of money that they're paying right now? Dr. May, talk about this result, because I think it might be just a little surprising for folks.
Yeah, about 75% said that it would be unlikely that they'd be able to find a home, find or rent a similar home for the same amount. 61% said it would be very unlikely. We've asked this question over the last 3 years. The proportion answering some form of unlikely went up about 6 points compared to last year. And we're seeing this slight fanning effect as we look at this over time. So housing concerns have been kind of at the forefront of Idahoans' minds over the last several years, and that we've seen no indication that that is slowing.
You see a split between renters and homeowners. About 81% of renters said they would be have trouble finding a new place, compared to 72% of homeowners.
But going back to this issue of housing and it being a concern, as you said, Dr. May, you've been asking this question for quite a few years now. But it's gradually kind of, it continues to like almost boil to the surface.
Yes, it does. Like we said earlier, in terms of the legislative priority, it's increased quite a bit over the last several years. And it actually came within a percentage point of being the number two priority among Idahoans. It just narrowly lost out to jobs in the economy this year. And the more we try to dig into this question and try to get a sense of what exactly is driving it, the more we are seeing that it is something that Idahoans are concerned about. And you can even see it trickling into some of the answers related to the economic outlook, where the number one thing that they're concerned about is the cost of living and inflation. And it all kind of revolves around this idea that people are very concerned about their housing and the security that they have there.
So I think this is an interesting question, because you looked at the political leaning of people, but you looked at it around the folks who have recently moved to Idaho. So what did you find in asking that question?
We've looked at this for the last several years, and historically, in the early years of our survey, there was really no major difference between the political leanings of those who have lived in Idaho 10 years or more, the longtime residents, and those that have moved here in the last 10 years. About starting last year, we started to see some divergence, and that's gotten far more pronounced as we've continued to look at this each year, where now the people that are moving to Idaho are about 11 points more likely to identify themselves as Republicans and about 10 points less likely to identify themselves as independents. Republican identification is up 7 points compared to last year. It's up 11 points compared to 2 years ago among newcomers. Independent identification among newcomers is down 5 points compared to last year. It's down 13 points compared to 2 years ago. So we're seeing this separation while the partisan affiliation among longtime residents has been relatively stable over time. So the people that are coming to Idaho are more likely to be Republican. They're less likely to be independent. But other than that, there's not a whole lot of difference over time.
We're speaking with Dr. Matthew May with Boise State School of Public Service and Lance McGinnis Brown with the Idaho Policy Institute about the 9th Annual Public Policy Survey. And then you also looked at elections, and you asked the question, do Idahoans think our election system is secure? Also, do they want a primary or a caucus? Lance, what did you find out in those questions?
Yeah, we did get some interesting results. I'm going to refer you to Matthew, though, as he's the leading expert on Idaho elections.
Okay.
Thank you. So on the concern about Idaho security, we asked this question last about 3 years ago. 23% this year said that they currently have concerns about Idaho elections. That's up 4 points compared to the last time we asked the question. The no response, about two-thirds said no, they don't have any concerns. That's down 10 points compared to 3 years ago. And the people answering not sure, about 10% statewide, that's up 5 points compared to 3 years ago. So there is increasing concern or some uncertainty related to the security of Idaho elections, but it's still an overwhelming majority of Idahoans don't have any concerns whatsoever. In terms of the primary versus a caucus, overwhelmingly, we kind of approach this in two areas. One, do they prefer a primary versus a caucus? And then do they prefer the same day or separate days, trying to get at that May primary versus March primary issue where the presidential primary had been in March and the state level primaries had been in May? And overwhelmingly, 74% of Idahoans said they favor a primary over a caucus, and 74% say they prefer having those two elections on the same day rather than separate days. So there does seem to be some agreement among Idahoans on what they would prefer to see there.
Okay, what about Dr. May, this issue of ranked choice voting? And this is where there's a proposed ballot measure that would create a top four primary system and then the ranked choice voting. What did people say about that?
So what we try to do is kind of separate out the two components. So the top four primary would come into play during the May election, and the ranked choice ballot would come into play during the November election. And we wanted to see if Idahoans felt the same about each of these components, or if maybe there were some differing opinions. And generally, Idahoans were in favor of a top four primary system. 58% said that they would favor having that system in Idaho. 29% said they would strongly favor it. When we switched and asked about the ranked choice voting system after explaining what it was, only 35% said they would favor it. 50% said that they would oppose it. 35% say they would strongly oppose it. And so when we kind of collapse these two questions together and look at where they fall, about 29% said that they would favor both systems, which is what the initiative is proposing. 6% say they would favor the ranked choice system only. 29% say they would favor the top four system only. 23% say that they are opposed to both systems. And so we do see some differing opinions on the various components of that proposal.
So I know you try to do this survey every year, and I want to ask this question to both of you. And I'll start with you, Dr. May. Was there anything that stuck out this year to you?
I think the biggest takeaway or the most surprising was the wrong direction being or the wrong track being the top response for the first time. I think we've seen that narrowing quite a bit over the last few years. So we weren't totally surprised. We knew that it could happen, but we weren't sure if it would actually happen or if we would start to see some separation again. So the fact that it did happen for the first time, I think, was probably the most surprising result. And then as we've continued to dive in and talking about seeing this separation between opinions among newcomers to the state and longtime residents, we're starting to see some more pronounced differences. And I think that's really interesting to continue to explore a little more.
And Lance, anything that stuck out to you?
Yeah, stemming from Matthew's answer too, I think though the pessimism that we're seeing about the direction of the state and concern about the direction of the economy also ties to this major theme we're seeing in the survey of an increased concern about housing. I mentioned that a little bit more than half of folks said that housing has placed some kind of financial strain on them and their family. That even jumps to 76% of renters said that they'd face some financial strain. And so we're seeing just so much concern about, as Matthew mentioned, cost of living, housing, and I think it's really driving people's concerns.
Mm-hmm. Dr. May, are you hoping that lawmakers look at this survey and at least, take note of it this legislative session and potentially use it to make some new policy?
I think our hope is always that it is of use to policymakers. What we try to do is use the survey to give voice to where Idahoans are on a range of issues so that policymakers can kind of fold that into their calculus. We're not necessarily saying, you know, here is the answer or here is what you should do, but we want them to be aware of where Idahoans are on these issues so that they can take it into account. And we've been able to conduct several presentations to various legislators and policymakers down at the State House, and they've been very receptive. And so we're happy to be able to kind of provide this to them so that they can take it into account.
I want to thank you both so much for breaking all of this down for us. There was a lot to get to. We've been speaking with Dr. Matthew May, the Survey Research Director at the School of Public Service at Boise State, and Lance McGinnis-Brown, Research Associate with the Idaho Policy Institute, discussing the 9th Annual Public Policy Survey. We'll put a link to that survey on our website, BoiseStatePublicRadio.org. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now, we're taking center stage. Introducing NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of Black-led stories from NPR's podcasts. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get your podcasts.